Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Kira and Bronson singing How Far the East is from the West, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
Here I am, Lord, and I'm drowning in your sea of forgetfulness. The chains of yesterday surround me. I yearn for peace and rest. I don't want to end up where you found me. And it echoes in my mind. Keeps me awake tonight. I know you cast my sin as far as the east is from the west. And I stand before you now, though I've never sinned. Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't bear to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. 'Cause you know just how far the east is from the west, one star hand to the other.
Our hands to the other. And He's the God that was used today, that He'll use us to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. So their situations may have been different than your situation or mine, but the common theme is they endured. Amen. In spite of the obstacles, in spite of the valleys, in spite of the troubles, in spite of what anybody else said, they endured. They didn't give up on the God whom they serve. The one thing the champions of the Bible did, they didn't give up. You know, anybody can give up. And it doesn't take much to get you to the place of giving up. But a real born-again, blood-washed, trusting Christian who loves the Lord, they don't give up. Oh, they just press on. They press through. They don't give up. They get knocked down. They get back up. The world spits in their face. They wipe it off and keep on going. We have the power of God on us, the power of God in us, and therefore today we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Aren't you glad you got that God on your side today? Amen. Praise the Lord. They didn't let difficulty, depression, dilemma, and everything else defeat them in their walk, in their spirit. Even when they didn't feel like taking the next step, they kept on pressing on. You ever gotten to that place you just didn't feel like, I just can't do this no more. I just can't get up and go out no more. I just can't push on anymore. I just feel like rolling over instead of rolling out. God didn't call you to stay in bed. God called you to rise and get up and get out there and get the job done for His kingdom. We don't have much time. And we today ought to be the people that's going to win this world of Christ. Amen. You've got to understand something today. And you've got to understand this. Faith is not a feeling. It's a fact. It's established and it's founded on the principles of God's Word. And it's established in heaven. And it's the very foundation that we build our lives upon. If you're not building on faith today, you're building on a faulty foundation. But when you build on the power of this Word, hear me, when you build on the power of the name above every name, when you build on the character and the attributes of God and what He has declared as what He is and what He will do, you will not give up. Amen. It's time that we be controlled today, not by our feelings and by our burdens or our problems. Oh, I think it's time today the people of God pick up that cross and follow Jesus. I believe it's time today that we lay aside the things of this world and change our focus back to where our focus should be. If you're not looking to Jesus, you're looking in the wrong direction. If you're not trusting God, you're trusting a faulty foundation. But when you take up your cross and follow Him, let me tell you what, I will not stand up here and tell you that the path will always be easy. But I'll tell you somebody will be on the path with you that will see you through what you're in. And in your perseverance and even in your endurance and even in the valleys that are deep and trying and heavy at times and even through the burdens that you have to carry, I'm going to tell you God will move on the scene and through those valleys and trials and difficulty, He'll bring something good to your life. Amen. That's the power of our God. But you've got to decrease that He can increase. You've got to take up that cross. You've got to focus upon the Lord. You've got to get your attention off of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and all the cares of the world, and Washington, and everything else. And my God, get your attention on the great God of heaven who sits on the throne, who's in control, and is coming again one glorious day. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. I believe it's time that God's people today fight the good fight of faith. I believe it's time today we run with patience. And today that we run with patience and endurance the race that is set before us, as the old songwriter wrote. And we too need that perseverance of where He leads me, I will follow. See, we want to, well, God, wait. Well, Lord, let me sleep on that one. No, it's not sleeping on anything. Where He leads you, you better follow. Where He directs you, you better obey Him. You better serve Him. You better trust Him. You've got to believe on Him. You've got to believe in Him. My God, He's a good God. Did you hear what I just whispered? My God, He's a good God. My God in heaven is a good God. My God in heaven is a constant companion and friend. My God walks with me. My God is always there. My God never fails me. My God is the door opener and the door shutter. My God called the sun out this morning to shine on us. My God made the birds to sing. And God scooped out the mountains and gave us water. And God today is blessing us beyond measure. Mighty is our God. To God be the glory, the honor, the praise, for He is a worthy God. Amen. Hallelujah! And the church shouted a big amen.
Amen.
I can't wait to see some of you dancing around the throne. You're struggling with this preacher because you think I'm too extreme. You think I'm fanatical. You think, man. I had a little lady. I want to just say this, and I want to say it before you, and I want to say it because this program will be going out throughout our network on a live TV. We've got some awesome folks. Wait a minute before you say that. I'm not talking about you now. We got some awesome folks down in the New River Valley. I got a precious letter from a lady this past week. And I tell you what, I was so encouraged and so blessed. I want to thank her for that letter and the others who have written us. And I'm glad that we are a blessing to you. And anytime I told my wife, and I'll tell y'all, I'll tell them, I said, you know, I would just love to go down there and have a meeting. I'm not taking away from the churches that are in New River Valley, so you pastors don't get stirred up. I would love to just go down there and have a meeting and a service and take these singers with us and do some old Holy Ghost preaching down there and find a place and go down there one Saturday night or Friday night or something like that or Tuesday night and have a meeting with those folks and give them the opportunity to come and meet you and for us to have a worship service together. Wouldn't that be awesome? Pray about that. Y'all pray about that too. It's amazing how when you're going through the things of life, and when sometimes you face some roadblocks and you face some valleys of life, something comes along, some word or a letter, and somebody says something that encourages you. And it just reminds you it's worth it all to serve Him. Amen. See, we today need to understand He will give grace and glory. And these saints believed. And they even said, Job said, though you may slay me, yet will I still trust you. Amen. These saints believed. They believed as Paul proclaimed, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. These saints believed, forgetting those things which are past, but we press on. We press forward. We don't quit. We don't give up. Pressing on today is your testimony. Hallelujah. It's your testimony to the unbelieving and the doubters that, you know, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Amen. Pressing on is your declaration to those who are discouraged today and the discouragers that you still believe in God who formed you, who called you, who saved you, who delivered you, and who's using you. Amen. Pressing on. Pressing on. Well, preacher, I just have been contemplating giving up. I've been contemplating retiring. I've been contemplating not doing this anymore. Well, who in the world gave you orders like that? God has not called you and He has not sent you a retirement slip or a pink slip. He has called you to get on the firing line, to get in the battle, and bless God, fight to win. Amen. A demonstration to your God that the fact is, listen, you do not give up.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.